This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with news, the headlines first. Budget session of Federal Parliament commencing today. Ruling partners discuss contemporary politics, government's policies, programs and budget. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges not to spare anybody involved in fake refugee scam. National Journalism Day being observed in the country today amid various programs. Britain's King Charles III crowned at Westminster Abbey in London. Now the news in detail. The budget session of the Federal Parliament is commencing today. As per the notice issued by the Parliament Secretariat, both chambers of the Federal Parliament will start discussions on the policy and program of the Appropriation Bill for the next fiscal year. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat is set to present the policies and priorities of the Appropriation Bill in the House meeting. Likewise, Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Thanaraj Gurung is set to present the ordinance on the amendment of criminal acts. In this regard, the top leaders of the ruling coalition have discussed various political matters, upcoming fiscal year's policies, programs and budget. The Prime Minister's private secretariat said the meeting was held at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwadar and was attended by top leaders of the ruling coalition. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and CPNUML Chairman KP Sharma Oli held a meeting yesterday. According to Prime Minister Dahal's press expert Manohari Timal Sinha, the two leaders discussed contemporary political affairs during the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. In the meeting, UML Chairman Oli drew the Prime Minister's attention, saying the innocents should not be entrapped in the fake Bhutanese refugee scam while other culprits should not escape. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dahal has expressed his determination not to spare anybody involved in the fake refugee scam. He said pressure from any side will not be tolerated and the culprits will be brought to justice. Prime Minister Dahal made the remark in a brief conversation with media persons after his meeting with CPN-UML chairman KP Sharma Oli at Singha Darbar yesterday. Prime Minister Dahal shared that UML chair Oli showed concern in the investigation being carried out against the party's senior leaders in the fake refugee scam. Prime Minister Dahal also said that the government was acting with the belief that no innocent should be prosecuted and no guilty should be exempted. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that any shorts of undue pressure, threat and encirclement in his campaign will be counter to maintain good governance. Addressing the 6th National Convention of the Nepal Dalit Liberation Front in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal added that the government will leave no stone unturned to curb corruption to maintain good governance. He further said conspiracies were being hatched to revert the achievements gained through various movements that established the rights of Dalit people. The Prime Minister also promised the Dalit community that he would take steps to address the problems faced by the Dalit community for creating an equitable society. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs expressed his commitment to providing support from the government to Manav Seva Ashram's campaign to provide guardianship and shelter to homeless street people. Inspecting the Manav Seva Ashram at Nagarjun Municipality 1 in Kathmandu yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Narayan Kajiswastha reaffirmed government's support to the Manav Seva Ashram to continue with its charitable works. Former Home Minister and Nepali Congress leader Balkrishna Khant said that his attention was drawn towards misleading news published and broadcasted in various media platforms. Issuing a statement yesterday, leader Khant appealed to everyone not to spread the baseless and fake news that he was involved in some incidents where he did not have any involvement. Khant was indicating to the alleged involvement in the fake Bhutanese refugee scam coming to fore recently. Nepal has recorded 76 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. According to joint spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Samir Adhikari, The latest number of coronavirus cases was confirmed in course of conducting 1,603 tests. The country has now 137 active cases of coronavirus so far. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Britain's King Charles III has been crowned at his coronation, the first in the UK for 70 years. The BBC said the Archbishop of Canterbury placed the St. Edward's crown on the King's head during a ceremony at Westminster Abbey. After the King was crowned, his wife Camilla was crowned Queen. Charles became the 14th reigning sovereign to be crowned at Westminster Abbey, the nation's coronation church, since 1066 as Archbishop of Canterbury. Justin Welby placed St. Edward's crown on his head. Charles became King of the United Kingdom and 14 other realms in September when his mother Elizabeth died after 70 years on the throne. Prince Harry, the second son of the Charles III, flew in from the United States to attend with scores of other high-profile guests. Representatives from various countries, including state heads, have been taking part in the coronation ceremony. A gunman has opened fire on shoppers at an outlet mall north of Dallas, Texas, causing multiple casualties. According to BBC, hundreds of people were evacuated from the mall in the city of LA as eyewitnesses described a man firing indiscriminately at passers-by. Police said they shot the gunman dead and confirmed four fatalities but were unable to say how many had died. Some of the victims are thought to be children. Blood could be seen on pavements outside the mall. At least 9 people are being treated in the hospital. Alberta has declared a state of emergency after wildfires spread across the western Canadian province, driving nearly 25,000 people from their homes. According to BBC, Alberta's Premier Danielle Smith called the situation unprecedented. Residents of Edson, a town of more than 8,000, were told to leave immediately. Smith said a hot, dry spring had created so much kindling and 122,000 hectares had burned so far. Many of the fires are burning out of control, fanned by strong winds. Firefighting helicopters and aid tankers have been brought in and the federal government has offered assistance from Ottawa. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Koshi province, Kentucky province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thundershowers are likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly region of Koshi province, Kentucky province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 18.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 12.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Budget session of Federal Parliament commencing today. Ruling partners discuss contemporary politics, government's policies, programs and budget. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges not to spare anybody involved in fake refugee scam. And Britain's King Charles III crowned at Westminster Abbey in London. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.